Air Podcast 470.
It involves showing more fur.
There's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of cage.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted. You think he's closeted? Just closeted.
And I got my ass chewed out by everything.
It's Thanksgiving. Gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch with my bonds and junk.
Just that. I saw it on accident.
Do some sexting with
you're me. Listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
I am very bitter.
Bitter.
It's been a shitty week. Bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to episode 470.
Wow.
Yes.
I know, I missed 469. I didn't get to say it.
The 469. He did. Yeah, that's right. So we're recording this a little late, May 27th. No, 29th. It is 29th. It's on a Wednesday. Why? Because we were busy during the Memorial Day weekend. All Memorial weekend, we're all busy. We're supposed to record Monday, but we were at a party. We're supposed to record. We thought of recording yesterday, but we were at another party, dinner party. So it's a good thing Dave is here.
I was supposed to go to that party Monday, but it didn't work out for me.
It didn't work out for you.
Yeah.
So Dave he's got updates for us, and he's going to be telling us some of the gay, geek, and bizarre stories today. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay. But anyway, okay, so we're going to do some weekend updates. And
sure.
Let's start with you. What's up? What happened with
your... I had to be in Salt Lake City for work. It was kind of a last-minute thing. I was supposed to be in Baltimore, and then work decided I had to go do something else, which we can't talk about on the podcast.
But, okay.
But yeah, I ended up in Salt Lake City. It was beautiful out there.
I saw your pictures on Facebook. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah. I took, well...
Are they iPhone pictures? Or
Yeah. Well, they weren't supposed to be, but... I bought a new camera, which I love. It's a compact camera system. Do you know what that is? It's like an single lens reflex, the SLR.
It's like
camera.
In the middle of SLR and the point and shoot.
Not really. Not it's actually an SLR. For a lot of people, it's an alternative. It's not like a medium between the two. The difference is it's mirrorless, so it has a smaller body. So it looks more like a point and shoot, which is why people think it's that. But it's interchangeable lenses, just like an SLR, and takes pictures at least as good, and sometimes a lot better than many SLRs, especially the hobbyist SLRs on the market. But I loved it, and I went and went hiking, and I love Salt Lake City because it's so beautiful there. Mm-hmm. And I went first hiking along the Jordan River and took a bunch of pictures. There's all kinds of wildflowers out and everything. It's beautiful. And then I went into a canyon, took some pictures there, and then I drove down to, Lake Utah, it's called. Okay. Not the Great Salt Lake, but Lake Utah, which is a little bit further south of there. And I took some pictures there. And I went to go look at my pictures and scroll back and see what I took. And I realized...
You had your cap on.
Nope, not the cap. I realized that I left my SD card in my computer. And not one of my pictures got saved.
Oh, no.
I was just taking pictures over the other picture, and nothing was saved. So
you're just saying it's not saved or something.
Right. I had probably 45, 50 pictures just disappeared. They were gone. I didn't take any of them.
You would have been better off.
So then I took some pictures.
iPhone.
Yeah, I took some with my iPhone, but nothing nearly as nice as the other ones. But
wow.
Oh, well. Happens. So
when are you going to go to Salt Lake again?
I don't know. I haven't been there in a while.
You know, some of the first listeners of Bear Podcast are from Utah.
Oh, really?
From Salt Lake City. And
do you have a Mormon connection?
Yeah, we have a Mormon connection in Salt Lake.
Nice.
So, yeah, I've never been to Salt Lake. There was one time, when was it, 2006? I was invited to be a judge for a bear contest there.
In Salt Lake,
but
wow.
it didn't go through because, you know, the time constraints and plane fares.
There are a lot of hotties in Salt Lake City.
Oh yeah, I imagine.
I like that place. Not only is the everything else beautiful, but the people there are nice, and a lot of them are very cute.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Mormons.
I always make it a point to meet someone new when I'm there if I can.
How was your growler when you were there? Was it beeping? Oh my god!
Yeah, I had a lot of growling while I was there.
You should have made a shout. Hey, I'm here.
No, I don't do the shout.
You do the people growler.
Need the
shout
are desperate. I'm not desperate. I get a lot of comments. People like that picture I have. Devin. Mm-hmm. Devin will be listening, I'm sure, on the train. But Devin took a great picture of me at Drench for last year, and I've pretty much gotten laid from that ever since.
Oh, because thanks. Of that. Thanks.
There's a couple new ones. I'm thinking of changing it up because it's been so long that I've had that one up. But
yeah.
Yeah. I change the private ones more often.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Speaking of private pics.
Private pics.
Do you want to talk about that now, or do you want
to? Oh, not
do
yet. Your,
okay,
I have we'll to talk do my,
about.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. One of the topics about private pics. So anyway, so last weekend I was in New Orleans. I met up with Mike, of course.
That's right. Yeah.
And we got to watch Hangover 3.
Cool.
Okay, so
I haven't seen it.
Just probably a short, non-spoiler review. I personally think it's better than. Oh yeah, nipple. If you're watching the video, we're playing with someone's nipple. It's actually, I think it's not as good as one, but it's better than two.
You can't beat one. I almost was mad when they came out with the second one, just because one was so good. Mm-hmm. It really was a classic comedy.
But they make it to a point now that it's the last one. They're saying it's the last one.
I heard at the very end, you're not sure. Is that...
Yeah, they did the Hangover part. Well, let's just say
I didn't see it yet, so don't spoil me.
So there is a Hangover part there. They all have to be because it's called Hangover, and it may look like that there's a sequel, but I think they're saying they're not. But
okay.
But anyway, so the story is more. Is it similar? I would say it's similar to the first one, and
it
gets you. You know, to
was it another wedding?
Not a wedding, but
oh, okay. I was gonna say, they do that again.
Yeah, and it's starring John Goodman.
Oh yeah, John Goodman.
John Goodman is the one of the bad.
He's a bad guy, right?
He's a bad guy.
Yeah. So, I like when John Goodman kind of plays a bad guy.
Yeah,
like when he was in what do you call it with the dude.
Big Lebowski?
The Big Lebowski.
Was he a bad guy there?
Well, he wasn't a bad guy, but he played the straight guy, but he was hilarious.
Yeah, he's just weird.
When he plays a straight kind of guy, he's hilarious. He's just that expressions on his face.
Yeah.
He's cute.
I don't know if I told you about that story about John Goodman.
What? So, you have a John Goodman story? I want to hear it.
Well, yeah. I don't
you
know.
Tell, Maynard.
I think I told that before the podcast before but this is what I heard. Okay, so people at Hollywood don't sue me. Okay, it's actually a friend of mine going to Hawaii. Rode in the plane.
I know what you're gonna tell me.
And then
about his toes.
Yeah, he was. And then he saw John. Oh, it's John Goodman. His shoes are off. And it smells. And he's got corn chip toenails and stuff like that. So anyway,
gross.
This is just what I heard, okay?
Oh, speaking of no shoes, I heard watching the podcast last week that Deej likes being barefoot, so
yeah,
I'm barefoot for you, buddy.
Deej, do you have a foot fetish?
Yeah, explain more about your foot fetish, guys. We're interested.
Yeah, so actually, that was one of the comments from last week. And I just wanted to... You saw Ray, so this time you saw Dave.
Right.
You're seeing this. Okay, so what else happened last weekend? We went to the... we went to the Greek festival. That was good because it's... we got to eat some goat burger.
Oh, goat burger.
That was pretty
interesting.
Good. And, of course, the whole day you keep hearing the word, Opa, Opa, everybody's just saying that. And it just made me kind of sick. Because I could only hear Opa once or twice.
Did you see your favorite porn star?
Favorite porn star? Where?
You were in New Orleans. Isn't that where
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, Clint Taylor? No, I didn't.
Oh,
I didn't go to the Phoenix, no.
Oh, you didn't.
I just hanged out at Rawhide and Lafitte's.
I heard a special odorific friend was there.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. Rita and Katrina. Oh, my God.
Do we even tell that story on the podcast, how I got skunked?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go tell that story. We were in P-Town.
Okay. P-Town last year on the Bear Cruise. Mike, Maynard's Mike, introduces me to a friend of his from New Orleans. I didn't know anything about it. And he comes over and gives you this big, puts his arm around me with this like armpit right on my shoulder. And I about passed out. Oh, my God. He calls his armpits Rita and Katrina after the horrible smells after the hurricanes.
Yeah.
And it was so bad, I was gagging, and I had to wash my shoulder off in the bathroom on the boat.
Were you shirtless then? Oh, you were wearing a shirt, right?
No, I think I had my shirt off.
So you had to wash your shirt?
My shirt was off, I think.
Oh!
I washed my arm, and literally, I could not get the smell off of me.
Uh-huh.
Later that night, I had to take like two showers just to get that smell off.
Oh, my God.
That's how strong it was.
Very strong. Well, he was there. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't so bad Sunday night.
The
so
podcast listeners know about me and man smells, right? We told that joke. About one guy once asked me if I like man smells, and I said, sure I do. I like my man to smell like soap.
Uh-huh.
And that was kind of an inside joke between us ever since. But yeah.
I would agree with that. There are some man smells that are okay, not the pungent ones. The
ball sweat smell? You like that?
Those are okay. And and some armpit smell, but when it's really, really strong.
I don't like armpit smell at all.
No, not even a whiff, just a little?
No.
Like
the pheromones that are down in that area down there aren't bad to me.
Oh, really?
But unless it's really strong or like cheesy or something gross.
Oh, no. Nothing
cheesy. No, but yeah, a little bit of sweat's all right. But that man smell thing, not for me. Okay. I like the soap smell.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, so that's pretty much... Oh my God, how do you get to that? Okay,
I don't know.
But anyway, so also the big thing that if you guys are watching the video right now, we're flashing some of the pictures from the pool party last Monday at Guy and Carl. So thank you very much, Guy and Carl. Happy birthday, Carl.
Happy birthday.
Guy and Carl always have these, it's the third annual Memorial Day pool party, and my God, there's about 100 people all in the pool.
Really? Wow.
I mean, yeah, there's about 100 maybe. And there's people, new people, new faces. There's some otters, some chasers, some lots of bears, some new bears I've seen and never seen before.
New bears?
Mm-hmm.
Bears, Houston bears?
No, I don't know. Some are from Utah.
I need a new Houston bear.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much the update. And it's a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. You missed it.
I know. Yeah. Oh, I was going to try to go early, and I had to go to Frankfurt that night, but I had time in the morning. It's just I ended up with the kids too longer than I thought I was going to.
Oh, okay.
So no biggie.
All right. So now let's go to our topic.
This is a good topic. Yes. Did we ever cover this? I don't know. We kind of touched on it before.
But now we're making an official topic. Yes. It's actually growler etiquette.
Yes, growler etiquette. I had something happen to me yesterday where a guy, I said hi to someone and he instantly wrote back, I'd love to see your private pics, that little message back. And I wrote, like I always do, you first.
Oh my God.
If he's like going to ask to see mine, open yours, right? That's etiquette.
No, I'm you first.
Well, if you ask, you should open.
Yeah.
That's etiquette to me. If you're going to ask to see someone's pics, you should unlock yours first, and then the other person unlocks.
Well, it's more like, can I see your private pics? And then you say you first, and it's just right for me to to show if I'm messaging
you. But here's where it gets tricky. If I ask that person to show me first, obviously the play thing to do is to also show back. But what do you do when the guy opens his private pics? And it's another face picture and a picture of a cartoon, like it was
yesterday. Really?
Yeah. So I wrote him back. I wrote him back something like, well, that's kind of cheating. And I sent him a picture of me in my underwear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but okay. I didn't unlock my pictures because that's not fair. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give him everything and not get anything in return, right?
That's why I don't think private pics should actually be, you know, to have normal pictures and private pics. But when you're already chatting with the person, then you upload something. I think that's a better way to do it. Instead of unlocking and locking.
The thing about locking and unlocking, though, is that you can lock them back up, and then they won't have access to them. Yeah. They might save them or something. A lot of people do. But once you send that picture via, like, just the message, they have that picture forever. You can't take that picture away. You know what I mean?
You can always save it the same way.
You could save it, but it won't go away. Like, I can't recall that picture once I send it. I can relock my pictures.
That's true.
And not give him access. But
that's true.
So I sent him, you know, I was trying to be polite. I sent him a much more risque picture than he got. And he got really mad at me. He's like, "You said you'd unlock your pics." I said, "Well, my understanding was that you were going to unlock pics that were, you know, X-rated as well. And I'm not going to just unlock my pictures for you if you're going to kind of cheat at the game." Mm-hmm. And he got all mad. He's like, I forget what he said, but he was mad. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I've given you now more pics of me with less clothing than you've given me. And I'm not going to unlock my pictures for you. And then he like locks his pics back up like, "Oh my God, there goes his other face pic." I was like... like he was doing something harmful to me. I was like, okay.
And then he stopped talking.
Yeah, well, he made a few comments and then stopped talking. Yeah.
You know, you should be fair. I mean, you should be fair when you're sharing pictures like that.
Right. Or, was I in the wrong in any way?
Well, let me see. You can just probably, you can only unlock, you can unlock just one, right? Which would be another face pic, maybe. Some people do it like they don't have a face pic.
He had a face pic in his profile, and then his other two pictures was another face pic and a cartoon.
No, some people like they don't have a face pic, and then they chat with you, and then they unlock their face pic.
Right, that's fine.
And then they unlock the other one, which is
that's fine. But I'm not gonna unlock my cock pic for him.
Yeah,
because he wants to see it if he's not gonna reciprocate.
You should unless because really you're the hot, one who's asking. Like, you should be giving more. Right. Right. Yeah, it's just right that he should have given more, but yeah, he's kind of cheating. Yeah,
right. Well, let's talk about the other etiquette that have an issue with, and
I
somewhat do.
I have an issue with it, but what I do is just ignore it. What happens is somebody would just unlock his pictures, just like that, and I would look at it. Okay, yeah, I would look at it, but then this doesn't mean I'm going to respond to this.
Right.
You know, not even a hi. I would respond to people who don't even unlock their pictures and just say hi to me. And I would say hi, especially if they're cute. But and then I don't respond to anyone who just unlocks his pictures just like that. So
The guy I was seeing does that all the time.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's how he greets people.
Yeah, hello.
Just unlock their pics and see what happens.
You see what happens?
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the best, actually one of the best introduction of yourself. It's not flattery. It's not showing your X-rated pics.
Right.
Simply say hello. Simply say hi. And that's gonna go a long way.
What about the canned messages? Some people don't like being woofed at.
Oh, really?
I've heard I see it in people's profiles all the time. Don't woof at me, you'll be ignored, and stuff like that. I'm like, all that is just showing interest. I have no problem with it. I don't even have a problem with people unlocking their pics for me, but don't expect me to do it back just because you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's have a conversation. Maybe I will, you know?
Yeah, but just show them. I don't know, it's just the pics part. This is really
I think it's a little obnoxious for sure, personally, but I don't get mad about it like some people do.
Like I said, when somebody, I would rather have a good conversation than just having just unlocked pictures, and because that's as far as it would go.
Right. Unlocked pictures. It is kind of, I don't know, kind of horrific.
Yeah.
If you just do that, to me. I don't like it personally. I don't do it.
So actually, just in case you guys don't know, we're talking about Growler, okay?
Yeah.
Growler, the iPhone app and the Android app, it's available in iOS.
I mean, it applies to Scruff and all Mister and all those other ones.
It applies
in
all the other applications too. But no, actually, you see, I'm wearing Growler shirt. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm wearing Growler shirt.
I only pretty much use Growler, so if anyone ever wants to get a hold of me, that's where I'd find me.
And speaking of Growler, the maker, the creator of Growler, Coley.
Yes. Hi, Coley.
Hi, Coley. He's from Columbus. I was talking to, during our interview. We were chatting with him. It was already offline. We were off the air.
We were talking. Yeah.
Coley is one of the casts of Where the Bears Are.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the first episode, according to Rick Kopp, when we had an interview.
I think he
last
corrected
week.
Himself and said it might be the second episode.
First or second? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that they're having a delay in editing the first and second, I think.
Oh, okay.
But then, yeah, we're waiting for that. Where the Bears Are, June 10th, it should come out. So I'm excited to see that. I wonder how Coley looks like in that one. I don't know how many lines he said. We'll see. I'm excited to see how good an actor you are, Coley. Not only a Growler creator and a mobile app creator, he's also an actor. It'd be nice to be to have a SAG card or to be an IMDb. Maybe
a SAG card from his internet web series. Five minutes?
Oh, the 5 minutes. Hey, you can. I would imagine you can accept.
Can
no,
you?
Probably
I don't
not.
Know.
I don't know if you can. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you have to be paid a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
Or something.
That's right. Okay, so anyway, going back to Growlers, it's the topic of Growler. Growler, tell us your horror stories. What is it that you don't like about Growler's members? Don't get me wrong. Growler is great. But the members are
sometimes are
they're assholes.
Do you remember that guy?
Some people are assholes.
I posted one a few weeks ago, or a couple months ago now. Remember, he was like, unlock your pixel, man! Remember that guy?
Really?
Well, some skinny guy.
He's calling you old
like,
man?
Hey, man! You're not my type. And he, like, unlocks his pics, and he's like, he was all talk about how he's a model and shit, and I'm like, you mean you're a waiter that sometimes does modeling? You know? I mean, it got pretty bad. It was heated back and forth, and I was totally messing him up pretty good. But and then he got mad. He's like, unlock your pics, old man. He was like 22 or something.
Old
some
man.
Ridiculous thing. And then he threatened to report me. And I was like, okay, you report me. Coley's a friend of mine. We'll see who gets blocked first.
Uh-huh.
And then Coley's like, I got your back.
Yes, perfect.
It was really funny. It was great.
Love it.
So.
Yeah, it's just weird. He first harasses you, and he's the one
going to report you.
It
was one of those people that just unlocks their pics. It says in my profile, literally, if you read my profile, it says, if you're a twink and you unlock your pics, all that will happen is I will send those pics to people that are friends of mine that will appreciate them. Because I don't care what you look like. I couldn't care less about the size of your dick. I like the little ones. So it doesn't even matter to me. That someone with the 9-inch cock is unlocking their pics for me. Okay, I'll look, but it doesn't do a thing for me. So I send it on to Ray, who appreciates him, and a few other friends. And that's it.
Okay. So tell us your stories, Growler stories, or your whatever online or mobile app stories that you get from people who are harassing you.
Yeah.
Let us know. Okay, moving on. We have some bear events. Before we go on with the bear events, you can take the second one. I'll take the first one. So what is this? Because we are big supporters of clubs having their bear events. So if you want us to plug your event, email us at events@bearpodcast.com. So we can plug it. We can talk about it in the show. Okay, here goes. Bears on the River in Gainesville, Florida. That's going to be in June 21st. So bears from all over come together for a weekend of events centered around tubing down the Itchtuckney River. We rent tubes and float down the cold river. Cold? Do you want to see
cold in
cold
Florida?
River?
Really?
Cold river in a big friendly pile. Okay. I think I like that.
I like big friendly piles.
In addition to tubing, the weekend is packed full of fun events, including pool parties, contests, a beer bust, a drag show. Okay. And of course, a night of dancing. So the website is bearsontheriver.com. We'll put the links on the website so you could check it out if you guys want to go to Gainesville, Florida.
Cool.
Okay.
That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the bear tubing event that some guys here in Texas are doing in New Braunfels, Texas. A good friend of ours, Christopher, is one of the organizers, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's bear tubing is a yearly weekend tubing event in New Braunfels, Texas.
Yearly's the first year.
I know. Well, it's yearly. Hopefully it'll be yearly.
It's going to be yearly.
Come on down Friday, tube on Saturday, brunch before you go on Sunday. It's that simple, y'all. We are a small group of free bear volunteers. We all volunteer our time to create the content, graphics, organization, etc. for the event. We do it because we love it. And it's beartubing.com if you want to go. I'll be there. I don't know if you're going to go or not.
We were talking about it, and it's too far off to plan for now. But okay. I think I will. It's going to be on September 27th to 29th.
It's kind of cool. It sounds like they have like a – it's almost a camping-type lodging.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of like lodges and they fit like up to 6 people in some of them. I'm going to go with our friend Mark Hardy.
Yep.
And his partner are going to go and maybe a few others. So we haven't figured it all yet. Yeah. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that actually. It sounds fun.
Yep. So that's beartubing.com and we have a couple of friends of ours. It's good to support them. Okay, so like I said, if you want to submit your events, email us, events@bearpodcast.com. Now time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay, so let me take the gay, because this is something I read some time ago, and it goes on with the It Gets Better situation thing. So, okay. So bullying of gay boy led parents to sue district. Since you're a parent, I have questions for you on that. This one. So he's been called faggot, queer girl. So that's what Will Boblett says. Classmates called him every day in the fifth grade. He's fifth grade. He's just being harassed already. They tripped him in the hallway, knocked his books out of his hands, threatened to bust his head open. At a football game, a group beat him up. So the year before, the classmates had been his friends. They were friends before, and they'd known one another since the first grade at East Knox Middle School in rural Knox County, northeast of Columbus. But in fifth grade, Will revealed that he was gay, and everything changed.
How does he know in fifth grade that he's gay?
Well, you could probably tell that you're different, and then you're liking boys more than the girls.
I guess.
So after repeated requests to school administrators to stop the bullying, the family sued the district in federal court. Though the district denied the claims, the lawsuit was settled in the family's favor. That's good. So now 2 years after the bullying started, Will and his mother, Carrie Boblett, are sharing their experience in the hope that their story will help other bullied children. So I felt betrayed by the friends I'd had. Will said, I had a lot of friends, but once I came out, they were like, we don't like you anymore. I don't want a gay friend. So complaints to teachers and school administrators brought assurances that the bullies would be talked to. I don't think that's going to go anywhere.
Talk about 10-year-olds here, though.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
So Mrs. Boblett said she spoke more than 30 times to the middle school principal, the high school principal, and the district superintendent. They always tried to turn it around to say, what did he do to make them do that? So it just turns out it's his fault.
That's crazy.
That's what his mother said. When Will showed a teacher a text message calling him a girl, the teacher told him he wouldn't be harassed if you wouldn't act like one. Hmm. What if he is? Okay, there may be some effeminate kids. Fine,
yeah.
But...
Yeah, there were... I mean, I knew kids that were effeminate even at that age that actually one was a good friend of mine who's now actually is gay. I don't know. I mean, that's tough, that one, because they are so young and bullying is a part of school in a way.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is for a kid to come out at that age, there's a lot of experimenting going on at that age. The 10, 11, 12-year-olds, and that doesn't necessarily mean you're gay. Because usually that...
You're in a phase.
Usually there's an experimenting type thing going on that doesn't necessarily mean you're gay. Lots of kids that age that aren't gay have same sex friendships or relationships at that point. So
a little more about this story is the kid started homeschooling. That's a way to get away from all this. Moved to a different school. And the lawsuit against East Knox was settled in February. So this district did not admit to the guilt, but they agreed to pay Will $45,000.
Right.
So isn't that already admission of guilt?
No, well, not, I mean, not legally.
Not legally, but right. Come on, shut up. Here, $45,000.
Sometimes school districts know it's cheaper to settle and not admit guilt than it is to have it keep going. So that's, you know, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you guys think? I don't know. I feel like sometimes don't schools get bankrupt because of lawsuits like this?
They could,
probably, right? Yeah. But if that's the case, then they really should do something about it. If they do not show anything, any action that they're doing something, then
I mean, there's a lot you can do, but sometimes bullying is going to be a part of schooling. I think I know it sucks, but it's true. I'm worried about that a little. I don't know or think my son is gay, but I did recently tell him I was.
And then what did he say?
I mean, he doesn't really understand the concept.
He doesn't understand.
He's 7.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's probably going to start hearing that a lot more. I have heard some of his friends say that in a derogatory way, like, you know, just saying it.
So. You know, that's the problem also, until now. You just mentioned about mentioned being gay and everything, and people understanding what they're saying. Right now, I'm getting these messages from my high school friends.
Right.
Until now, they're kind of not haunting me, but they still talk about, hey, if you do not go, that means you're gay, something like
right,
that.
Right.
They're taunting people like that. If you're not going, or they to them it's a joke to tell someone that, hey, we're gonna tell everyone that you're gay if you come to the reunion.
Right.
Like so,
well, you know, I never took much offense to it.
Really?
I know some guys do. I hear it at work every day, just about, because I work in a very masculine environment. So,
except for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but no one knows I'm gay. No,
yeah, I know.
No one knew I was gay before I told them. Anyway, I don't obviously exude gay, but I don't know. I part of me is just like, you know what? As an adult, you should be able to shrug some stuff off your shoulders a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, if someone had said it, and I did, I recently, a guy at work said something about a flight attendant who had, I guess, got a little too close to him, and he put his balls on my shoulder, and he's getting all mad. I'm like, why are you such a homophobe? You know, I called him out on it. I was like, maybe he just leaned over. I mean, why are you like so anti-gay? It sounds like you really have a problem. And I did single him out. And he was like, no, I have no problem, you know. And he did that, but
obviously he does.
Yeah, he did. And it's one thing to be just like, dude, that's so gay, and it's another being like, dude, that fucking fag. You know, it is a totally. I kind of shrug the ones where people just throw the pejorative out there as a funny way.
Yeah.
And I do take more offense to the ones that I could see have meaning.
Yeah. So
people started spelling gay in a derogatory way a little bit different. I don't know if you noticed.
No.
Like, they'll spell it G-H-E-Y. Like,
oh, really?
Gay instead of G-A-Y. Okay. I know. It's just, it's silly. That's but.
But, you know, those people who I was talking about, It's a reunion. I don't know what city yet. It may be in Chicago. It may be in LA. I don't know yet where. But I'm thinking I should go. And actually, I came out to some of them already about 2 years ago. I came out to some of them already. And the stories are circulating around.
Oh,
yeah. I'd like to hear that from them.
I'm going to do something like that in August. And, you know, all my friends want me to go, though. They're all like, they're excited, I think, half of them, that I'm gay.
Oh, really?
It's odd. It's like, well, I only had one friend that was close to me growing up that I heard was a little bit weirded out about it all. And I really haven't talked to him much. And it could be just someone's take on how he reacted, because he was just so surprised. And, yeah, but the rest of them are, like, so excited because I'm so open about it. They ask me questions all the time. And they just...
guys are asking you.
They actually... Well, okay. Some of them are, yeah. But they actually changed the date so that I could attend because I'm going to be up in that area at the time. So now I feel obligated to go, even though I'm going to be in Pennsylvania. It's on the shore in Jersey. So I'll probably drive out that night.
Yeah.
Go.
You know what? I think I'll do it. I think I'll plan to go to that reunion.
Bring Mike.
I could bring Mike.
There you go.
There you go.
This is my husband.
Yeah.
We were married legally in Massachusetts.
That's right. And, yeah, we'll play basketball with you guys. Yeah. Because that's what revolves around my high school friends.
Now, were your high school friends mixed, or did you hang out with all the Filipinos?
The Filipinos. This is high school friends.
Oh, high school in
the Philippines. Most of them are here in the U.S.
That's right.
There are about 20, 30 of us here.
Okay.
So, what we do is we have a reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one we did was in Chicago in 2010. And yeah.
So. Have you ever hooked up with any of them?
No.
I was going to say.
No.
Because this is the thing. Like, if they were to say something, like, hey, what about that time? You know, under the bleachers. I'll out you.
No, none of them. I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, okay. So, wow. That's a good segue there, right there. Okay, let's move on to the geek. Can you take the geek?
I'll take the geek. Sure.
I think this is for you. I think I chose this for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes of the world's largest Lego model, a life-sized X-Wing Starfighter. Lego is breaking its own record. Today, the toy company unveiled a life-sized model of the Star Wars X-Wing Starfighter in Times Square. It's the world's largest Lego model, 42 times larger than the retail set, 43 feet long, and a 44-foot wingspan. It's a project more than a year in the making, requiring 32 builders to work for some 17,000 hours in the Czech Republic. Why in the Czech Republic?
Why is it done there?
It's odd.
They made it in Czech Republic and then they brought it to Times Square.
Okay. Didn't it break? Like, you know, in Legos, you know, you always have to.
Oh, no, they glued it. They glued it.
Oh, okay, good. Last week, Lego invited EW to the hangar where the model was kept in top secrecy for several days after being shipped by boat from Europe. Honestly, I didn't think we could pull it off, says Eric Versedji, a Lego master builder who worked as a consultant on the project. I mean, I've worked on some big things before, but nothing quite like this. You've worked on some big things before too, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
The X-Wing takes up more space than you're imagining. The hangar where it was kept was near other hangars and other actual planes.
Holy it crap. Is as big as a plane.
5,335,200 Lego bricks. And it weighs 45,979.61 pounds. But it isn't all Legos. Beneath the bricks is an impressive steel skeleton.
Oh, that's why it's heavy.
I was going to say. It's got a steel skeleton. Really heavy. Mm-hmm. You basically have to start from the ground up. It's all glued, so we use not an adhesive, but a solvent. So it actually kind of bonds the bricks together. And
it's probably melted a little, too.
Yeah. So I have to say, Jason and I do Legos all the time, especially mm-hmm. Star Wars. He's got almost every Star Wars Lego set there is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. I enjoy it. It's a bonding thing with us. We just enjoy bonding it, doing that together.
But, you know, if you're going to do that, take him to Times Square and let him, if he could see that, hey, look, it's a Lego. It's a Lego.
Oh, well, in the zoo. X-Wing did you hear what they got going on in the zoo? In the Houston Zoo, supposedly they unveiled last week a whole bunch of life-size Lego animals. Oh. So that's some project that's going on right now. So that sounds fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I chose this story because I know you're a big Star Wars fan.
I am.
And, you know, you
despite play with Lego. My poor showing on your clip thing.
On the clip thing? Which clip thing?
Well, remember when we you quizzed me on Star Wars?
Oh, that's right. We should do that again.
Yeah, we should. Yeah,
I should play some more audio.
I want a redemption.
Okay, a redemption.
The one
what is this? The suit?
The one on the web suit. Yeah, right? Yeah. Tosh.0. The one that pisses me off the most is right before the Han Solo got frozen.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that? I was like, I just kicked myself. I was like, how did I miss that?
I know.
Okay.
So, yeah, Star Wars Lego. So, what do you guys think about it? It's kind of geeky. We didn't use a technology article this time, but anyway. Yeah. So, let's go to the bizarre. This happens a lot in Craigslist, I guess, but this was caught people's eye. It's even in the news. So, man poses naked on Craigslist with keyboard.
Why is this news?
I don't know. It's just weird.
Okay.
I mean, I could think of things that you could show in Craigslist in the nude. San Antonio musician. He's even a musician, okay, in San Antonio. Decided to let his suave rock and roll credibility rub off on his Nordlead keyboard. Nordlead.
I don't know.
By posing nude with an instrument for his May 15 Craigslist ad. So, potential buyers are still arguing over whether the positioning of the instrument should result in a reduced price listing for the keyboard, currently being advertised at $400 US. To compensate for the need to also purchase hand wipes and rubbing alcohol to disinfect the purchase. Yes, it's...
Did you see the ad?
Yeah, I saw the ad.
Is it a bear?
If you click the link, you'll see it.
Oh.
You tap the link.
I don't know.
No? Do a done. Do a done on the left. Click on done and then tap it. There you go. Browser, Safari. Okay. Anyway, so the picture, if you see the picture, probably flashing it right now. It's a guy with a keyboard naked on his bed with a keyboard, so it's really...
Why is you telling us that?
Now I saw it now.
I don't want to ever see that again.
Okay.
Goodbye. Oh, what am I doing? I need to go back to the other one.
Oh, do this. Do the four thing. Use your four fingers up. There you go. Then go to
Google Drive.
There you go.
Oh.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. The question is, if you have a vintage guitar, very nice. You're a guitar aficionado, for example. And if it was a hot guy, a hot bear naked, would you buy it from him?
Sure.
If it's a naked, if it's rubbing in his crotch?
I have nothing against penises.
Okay.
So, yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
So, okay, if you're a keyboard...
But I can see why some regular musician who's not gay would... I wouldn't buy that guy's keyboard after seeing him.
See? If it is a hot guy, you would.
Yeah. There's definitely an issue there.
Okay. Understandable. Yeah, I would feel the same.
That guy skeezed me out when I looked at him, so I was like, I don't want
to... So, it now depends on the guy selling it. I guess that's what it
is. Yeah.
Imagine, what if it's... let's say a hot bear. Who's a hot bear right now on TV? Who could be? Let's say James Gandolfini. Do you like James Gandolfini?
It's okay.
What if he's naked and selling something like a cigar?
Used condom?
Yeah, like
a cigar.
A used condom? Would you buy a used condom from him?
Maybe if it was James Corden.
James Corden, okay. If it's James Corden.
I'm feeling James Corden's condom wouldn't be unrolled that far.
Oh, is that? I don't think so.
I think
he's got a chode, right? He's got.
I would say, but maybe not so thick though.
Not so big.
I think he's got a little one.
No, uh-huh. I would imagine.
I imagine with a little one.
He's British, right? He's British. Right?
Oh yeah, it's very British.
It's very British. Yes. Okay, so that's just a thought.
I love you, James Corden.
Okay. So yeah, those are the geek and the bizarre stories for us. If you have stories for us, you can email us. Okay, so. Shout-outs. Actually, I'm going to do a shout-out to the Asians and Bears Facebook group. And it's actually a group that started sometime after P-Town, after our trip, after Bear Week 2012, when Voltaire started it. And he called it Asians and Bears. And there are about 300 members. It may be more even right now.
Wow.
So they have a T-shirt. And... if I get it this week or next week, I'll probably wear it the next show. So it's an Asians and Bears.
Cool.
Okay, so like I said, this is actually an email from Deej from last week. I just want to repeat it because Dave is here. So he was asking if we can tilt the camera down a hair. So there, you don't have to. Okay, show him his feet. No, do this. Point your feet like that.
I'm a bear. I can't do that shit.
Okay. Should point it that way. There you go.
There you go.
There we go.
Look at my little hobbit feet.
Okay, so yeah. Now you see his feet. Okay, hobbit feet. So
do
yeah.
I have to show my belly again for Phil?
Oh yeah, show it to Phil. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna show him belly.
It's my first growing back.
Oh, it's growing back.
Oops. My badge is up.
It's growing back. Oh my god, this hair is. Yeah, you
should be
it.
Okay for P-Town for all you.
A couple
P-Town
of weeks
people.
Ago was it? A couple of weeks ago when you all shaved?
Yeah, I had to. I had an EKG done. And I looked spastic.
So when they shaved you, did they shave everything or
no? They
shaved
just
the
shaved little spots.
Spots,
on, man.
And then
stupid.
For and then you just shaved everything so
right.
It would be even.
Because okay. Yeah.
God, that must be a weird sensation shaving all your.
You know what's funny is people think I'm skinnier when I do it.
Oh really?
Yeah, because I look more defined.
More defined if you don't have hair.
Right.
Okay.
So
how could they tell? How could they even tell? What if you're smooth? You're like that when you're smooth.
Well, without my shirt on. I mean.
Oh, without your shirt on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that last picture that we flashed from that when you.
Oh right.
Yeah, you were. It's, yeah, you're right. You kind of looked a little.
I looked a little skinnier when I shaved it.
Yeah. So body hair adds about 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay, body hair in the camera. Nice.
That in the podcast camera.
The podcast camera. Okay, so I guess that
no more
wraps
shout outs
up the
for
show.
You?
No more shout-outs. How about you?
I just want to say hi to David and Jay in Virginia. I'll be staying with them and Wheeler and Tim also in P-Town. So looking forward to that. And, you know, there's been a lot of – I've had a couple of bad weeks, and there's been a lot of good people that have been checking up on me, like Mark and you and a few other people. And I just want to say thank you. It's been rough.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So
who else? I'm gonna say. I guess I've been chatting with Devin online because we're you know kind of catching up on what happened to Bear Pride.
Oh, yeah.
Last weekend
has
was
been
Bear Pride.
Pictures from Bear Pride.
Not yet. I'm waiting. Yeah. I'm looking forward to see the Bear Pride pics.
He took a picture with someone he posted on Facebook. He was cute.
His name's David.
No, I don't think it was David.
Okay, it's not another David.
I forget his
David's
name.
Here. Yeah, there is one that he showed me. The guy's name is David from Chicago. It's really hot. It's a big, chubby guy.
He's a younger looking chubby guy. Nice
goatee.
Nice beard. He had a beard, I think.
Beard or goatee?
It was a beard, I think.
Okay,
just like yesterday, the day before he posted it.
Oh, okay.
And I wrote something like, "He's that's." Hot picture or something. Oh, and Devin, you look okay too.
Yeah. Oh, a picture with him. Okay.
Yeah. It's a picture of them together.
Okay.
That he posted. He was cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would look at that. Shout out to Guy and Carl. Thank you very much for a great pool party last Friday. Last Monday, I mean, during Memorial. And also Marvin and Jim, they're moving to Singapore.
Good luck, guys. I didn't know you were moving.
Yeah, they're moving. And we had a good time last night just to have dinner, just to catch up and. Talking about what are they going to do there? I'm sure. The last time he went to Asia, I think he went to either Malaysia or Singapore. Maybe he went to Malaysia. His growler was going crazy. He had 60 messages saying, hey, wolf, you know. People
Asians like him, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
I get a lot of love in Japan.
In Japan?
Yeah.
Are these Japanese bears?
Some are.
Some are Japanese bears?
Mostly it's skinnier Japanese people.
Oh, okay.
But
some of the admirers.
But I don't see, when I'm overseas, I don't get mad when people don't read my profile.
Because it could be cultural.
Yeah,
it could
be
language barrier.
Yeah, so.
Unless they copy your profile and put it on Translate Google.
Yeah. I don't expect
it
would
be
that,
broken
so.
Japanese.
I mean, we're talking about sex here. We don't have to do the whole translation.
Yeah.
Love is a universal language.
Oh. Okay, so that's it. If you want to contact us, send your email to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can send us a voicemail by calling 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327.
Yes.
Give us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show.
Yeah, we haven't had a voicemail for a long time.
Yeah.
I think the last one was Devin.
I know. I need to.
Months ago.
I used to send you guys more than I have.
But you're here in the show
I
now.
I know. I've been on the show so much lately that. So it would be weird to play my own message on the show.
I know.
So
and then you would comment on your own voice message.
Be weird.
Yeah. And subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you everyone for watching or listening, and we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
I've been groaning and making noises a lot lately.
So many phones. So many electronics.
I feel weird, like I'm all dressed up kind of for the podcast.
Are you showing your feet?
Oh.
So you can do it. Oh my god.
Who is the guy that likes feet?
He's Deej.
Deej. Hi, Deej. Testies.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, the drag show. I thought you were going to bring up Bears and Bras.
Oh, Bears and Bras.